the not very nice and anatomically inaccurate prophecies of O Lord, He the Server. For the prompt, Sheep. Fleeced by Josie X. Snacko and read by Chub. Normally, this format doesn't include tags, but I'm pretty sure the whole server will celebrate it if I include them, so here we go. Tags. Crowley fucks a sheep. I'm not kidding. He will fuck a sheep in this. Do not be surprised. Dead dwarf, do not eat. Aziraphale is a sheep. Crowley is a horticulturist. Aziraphale is definitely a sheep. Not an angel disguised as a sheep. A barnyard animal sheep. Bestiality. It's lambing season. The sheep doesn't magically become human. It's a goddamn sheep. Do not expect anything different. Alternative universe, human. And sheep. Chadwell is a farmer. Sorry, tech wranglers. I'm taking no chances. Unbetard, unsurprisingly, sheep fucking. Written by a bona fide Welsh person. It's okay. I can write this. I'm Welsh. Crowley was a horticulturist and had fields upon fields of flowers he grew and sold to florists around the country. It was a bit unwise of him, as his neighbors were farmers who specialized in sheep. You'd think this would cause Crowley trouble, and it did, but not in a way you would expect. It was mating season, and the rams had been set loose in the fields with the ewes, all strapped up with chalk and ready to begin the lambing process. Only there was one ewe that didn't have any chalk on its backside, and instead it spent a lot of time breaking through the fence and sniffing at Crowley's marigolds. "Shoo, shoo, get!" Crowley roared at the ewe, who did not move, but only dug its hooves in harder. "Get back to your own farm," he hollered. Crowley grabbed the ewe's woolly coat and immediately melted at how soft it was to touch. He'd never touched something so soft in his life. He patted it and ran his fingers through it, much to the satisfaction of the ewe, who turned its head, causing the sunlight to glance off a tack on its ear. Crowley squinted at it. "S. Shearafail?" he read out loud. "What's the matter, love? The ram's not giving you any attention?" S. Shearafail, the ewe, shook its head, wool fluffing around as it did so. Crowley was mesmerized by it, the way it caught the light, glowing as if like a halo. He ran his hands through it. S. Shearafail butted up against Crowley's hand and nuzzled against his crotch.
A war there. What do you think you're doing?"
S. Shearafail nudged Crowley's crotch again, and an apple fell out of his pocket. The ewe bent down and began to nibble at it, causing Crowley to breathe a sigh of relief.
"Oh, of course. You could smell my lunch. Well, have it. And you know what? If you come back here again tomorrow, I'll have another for you, so long as you let me stroke that amazing coat of yours."
As Shearafail pleaded in agreement, or so Crowley interpreted, and nuzzled Crowley again before slipping back through the hole in the fence. If Crowley noticed and made a conscious decision to forget to get the hole fixed, then no one was the wiser. Every day as Shearafail the ewe would come around, and every day it lacked the chalk mark to say it had been mated.
and every day it would eat an apple from Crowley's hands, whilst Crowley cuddled it and regaled stories of his flowers and customers. Crowley grew so fond of the sheep that he couldn't bear the thought of it going to slaughter for failing to bear offspring, so he devised a plan to steal it and keep it for himself in one of the smaller fields, where there was plenty to eat, as Shearafil would be want for nothing. That night Crowley squeezed through the hole in the fence in search of the flock of sheep. He eventually found them snuggling together near the trees, and thought he would have a terrible time of trying to find his particular sheep, until finally he spotted it sitting by itself away from the flock. Crowley approached quietly, eager not to startle the poor thing. "As Shearafil," he whispered, "as Shearafil, you're coming home with me." He offered out an apple, and the ewe's ears perked up. It stood and approached him just as gingerly, looking a bit odd in the gate. Finally, Crowley noticed the issue. As Shearafil was wearing a chalk strap. It wasn't an ewe. It was a ram. A ram that had shirked its daily duties of impregnating the ewes by wriggling out of the strap and spending all its time with Crowley. The strap had been put on tightly to prevent Shearafil from getting free, with it cutting into his magnificent fluffy wool. Crowley reached out and placed a hand on the buckle. "Poor thing, let me get you out of this." He undid the strap and let it dangle from his wrist. "Odd thing, this. It looks exactly like a..." He looked at his Shearafil, who was gratefully shaking out his fluff whilst chowing down on the apple. "Well, you won't even know if I told you. I'll show you." Crowley slipped his legs into the straps, tightening it around his waist. The chalk stick stood proudly in front of him. Crowley laughed. "Yes, it looks exactly like I thought it would." "Hey, wait, what are you doing?" As Shearafil had finished the apple and began nuzzling at Crowley's crotch again, marking his own muzzle up with the chalk. "No, wait, I don't have any more apples. What are you doing?" As Shearafil gripped the zip of Crowley's fly with his teeth and pulled it down with his rip, Crowley's cock twitched in his pants, as he'd always found the move very sexy, before he quickly remembered that it had been done by a sheep. "No, as Shearafil, no, stop!" He tried pushing the ram's head away, but he was persistent and nosed at the now hard line of Crowley's underwear. "Oh, someone! What would people think if they were to catch me like this right now?" As Shearafil bleated uncaringly and chewed a hole right through Crowley's boxers, freeing his cock to the cool night air. As Shearafil licked at it and bleated in what Crowley thought was joy, he sunk his hands into the sheep's soft wool again. The melty feeling, combined with the persistent licking of his cock, had Crowley feeling like this must have been what a Shearafil had been after all along. The sheep clearly had affection for him, and if Crowley were to be honest with himself, he had affection for the sheep, too. "Oh, blessed hell, as Shearafil! Turn around. I can't take you home like this. I can't walk. I'll just..." Crowley grabbed the sheep's fleece and turned him, lining his cock up with its hole before pressing in with a reverent sigh. This is what it all had been leading up to. As Shiraphil let out a groan of a bleat and began pushing himself backwards onto Crowley's cock, eager to move without adjusting. Crowley grabbed fistfuls of fleece, pulling him back onto himself over and over as he chased his release.
You wanted this, didn't you? This whole time. That's why you came into my fields. That's why you hid that you were a ram, by getting out of this harness. You didn't want the ooze. You only wanted me.
As Shiraphil bleated in orgasm so loudly that the windows lit up in the farmer's house and a torchlight started to shine in their direction.
Shit! Shit! Crowley said. He was so close now, there was no way to stop if he tried.
What are you doing to my sheep? Demanded old Farmer Shadwell.
Nothing, Crowley bit out, hips still moving against his will.
Ye be stealing?
No, maybe. Why? He said in a high-pitched tone.
Yeah, get your hands cut off for stealing.
Finally, Crowley's hips stuttered to a halt. That did sound familiar, though it was an archaic practice in these modern times.
But if ye's in a color relations with the beast, there's just a wee fine.
Crowley's thrusts picked back up again, and he shouted a loud groan of release as he filled the sheep's backside with his load. Yes, he panted. Yes, I was absolutely doing that. Fucking your sheep. A good and proper buggering.
Shadwell looked completely dumbfounded at having watched a man orgasm in the sheep in front of his eyes, but he recovered at a suspiciously alarming speed. He shook his head.
Can't say I'm surprised. The little tart's been eyeing you up for weeks.
Oh, Shadwell laughed at himself.
Eyeing you up for weeks.
He laughed some more.
Crowley chuckled nervously, aware that he was still balls deep inside a sheep.
Well, Shadwell began, ye may as well take him home with ye. He's not good to me now, useless for mutton, and he's way too much of a pansy to get them girls pregnant.
Relief washed through Crowley as he slipped out of his Shiraphil and quickly tucked his cock back into his trousers, without Shadwell getting a look.
Really? Just like that?
Aye, really. Now away with ye, for I change my mind. Git.
Come on, Shiraphil. Let's get you home.
Crowley took as Shiraphil by a horn, which he only now noticed, covered as it was by fluffy wool, and led him towards the hole in the fence. As Shiraphil bleated smugly at the rest of his flock, ours thoroughly chalked, and glad to be away from their farmyard politics and task of impregnating them. Gabriel could handle that all by himself now. As Shiraphil lived out the rest of his unusually long days by Crowley's side, who, miraculously, never got any kind of infection from regularly fucking a farm animal. And if anyone ever thought there was something weird about a sheep sleeping in a horticulturist's bed, every single last of them kept it to themselves. The end.